Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We don't believe that anywhere in Scripture there's a line. The Bible's not lifestyle police, and it's not clear from reading the Bible that a certain kind of car or a certain house or anything else is inherently sinful. We just don't have that. But that said, very generous and very happy and very free families that we found out in the world had done some of this. They had become self-prescriptive. And so I can think of a couple of businessmen, one guy making $20 million per year, but all he lives on with his family is $140,000 per year. And his family has had so much joy. And a lot of people say $140,000, well, that sounds nice. I wish I had that. But the point is, he had drawn a boundary and said, that's a nice upper middle class lifestyle. And even if my business is making millions and millions and millions, I'm not going to go beyond it. And they have done so much work to spread the gospel and the hope of Christ around the world with all of that money they've given away. So for Greg and I, we wanted to implement this with our wives, me and Megan and Greg and Allison. And so we each prayed and we ended up saying that we will not, no matter what happens in our careers that we hope to go live out, we won't spend more than $100,000 per year. That's actually double the median family income in America. So it's a really nice life. This is not about imposing hardship or poverty, but the point is to say, I know from Scripture that wealth is dangerous to the human heart. I know how tempting it is to trust in silver and gold and 401ks and whatever it may look like. And so we're not going to ramp up our lifestyle. If God prospers our careers, that's to increase our standard of giving rather than our standard of living. And so we kind of present that as a best practice. You know, we can't go out and say everybody has to set a boundary on their lifestyle because the Bible says so. Well, it doesn't. But I know so many happy, generous, peaceful families that are living their lives in Christ, and they attribute a lot of that to this idea of having boundaries or being self-prescriptive, as you pointed out, in the area of lifestyle. I'd love to give two examples. One, you know, we were still very much in our spender and saver mindset at this stage in our research, and we called up this couple in Southern California to talk to them about their journey. They appear in the book, actually. But they were telling us, you know, we've got a decent house, and we've saved up some money, and this happened about a year before, and we want to use the money we saved to make a down payment on a nicer home so there's more room for our kids, more room for our growing family. And this is a generous couple who tithes, and, you know, we'd all say, great, buy the house. But they told us that the Holy Spirit woke them up one night, and they felt deeply led, and they got confirmations on this, to give $100,000 cash to their church. And so they made this radically generous gift. And Greg and I are thinking, you guys are crazy. What are you doing? And we just can't understand where they're even coming from. But the joy and the peace they had, they're like, we're on this adventure with the Holy Spirit, and we would rather do nothing else than give as he calls us to give.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.